The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger.com and also Money.com. From Kiplinger.com, our first article entitled, 10 Money Saving Hacks for Amazon Shoppers. Since Amazon hiked the price of its subscription, you might be looking to cancel your Prime membership. But you should check what other Amazon benefits are included in your monthly price, as it's definitely not limited to just free shipping. For many online consumers, Amazon is a one-stop shop for everything from diapers to television sets. The e-commerce giant is widely known for its vast product selection and low prices. In fact, consumers rated Amazon their second favorite online store in the National Retail Federation's 2022 favorite 100 retailers list. Its Amazon Prime service with free two-day shipping on all eligible items, as well as access to digital storage for your photos, video streaming, and much more, which keeps customers coming back often. But even Amazon regulars may overlook these 9 lesser-known ways to save big on purchases, big and small. Take a closer look. Get two-day shipping without spending on Amazon Prime yourself. There's a way for some folks to reap the benefits of Amazon Prime without having to fork over the $139 annual membership fee. Prime members are allowed to add one adult in their household to their Prime account free of charge. The second adult must have his or her own Amazon account and must use the same billing address as the primary account holder. Once the new household member has been verified, he or she gets access to free two-day shipping, video streaming, online photo storage, and the Kindle Owner's Lending Library. Not a Prime member? You can still score free shipping. If you don't order from Amazon often, enough to warrant spending $139 a year for Prime, there are a couple of other ways to get your occasional orders delivered free. When you order $35 worth of eligible products, your entire order qualifies for free economy shipping, which typically takes 5 to 8 business days. However, if you are struggling to find enough items to get your total to $35, try using the site filleritem.com to find add-on items that won't put you over your budget, recommends smart shopping expert Trey Bodge. Simply enter the remaining amount that you have to spend to reach the $35 threshold. You'll then be shown a list of products available on Amazon that are eligible for free shipping. Get discounts on recurring purchases. If you regularly buy certain household items such as diapers, hair care products, and cleaning supplies from a brick-and-mortar retailer, you can save time. No more standing in long checkout lines, and money with Amazon's Subscribe and Save program. By registering for the program, you can schedule regular deliveries of your favorite products. You can save 15% on every order by scheduling 5 or more products to be delivered together on a recurring schedule. If you schedule fewer than 5 products, you'll get a 5% discount on your entire purchase. Keep in mind that product prices, delivery fees, and taxes may change over time after you've set up your recurring shipments, notes Howard Schaefer, general manager of DealSite, Offers.com. If you decide you don't like the membership service, you can cancel your subscriptions at any time. Before you check out, peruse the coupons page. You never know what you'll find on Amazon's coupon page, accessible via the site's Today's Deal tab. It's worth a look to see if coupons exist to cut the prices on the items in your shopping cart. Examples of coupons available to Amazon members when we checked the page included 38% off of Amazon's Fire TV Stick and Alexa voice remote, 26% off Bose headphones, and 26% off an Amazon Basic 2-slice toaster. Skip sales tax and shipping fees at selected third-party sellers. Multiple third-party sellers, in addition to Amazon itself, may carry an item you seek on Amazon.com. Before you buy, compare Amazon's own price, including tax and shipping fees, to the total price tag of various third-party sellers. According to Amazon's policy, it's up to each third-party seller to decide if it wants the e-commerce site to charge sales tax on its behalf unless the seller resides in a state that requires sales tax to be charged. When it comes to shipping, the seller's product listing should explicitly state if a fee will be charged. Some charge, some don't. To ensure a hassle-free experience, there are a few things shoppers should do before placing an order with a third-party seller. Read other customers' reviews of that seller and inquire directly with the seller about its return and exchange policy. Prime members opt for no-rush shipping to receive a site credit. It's no secret that one of Amazon Prime's biggest perks is free two-day shipping. However, if you're a Prime member who doesn't need your item right away, opt for no-rush shipping on your next order to receive a promotional credit to your account once the items from the order have shipped. The credit is based on the number of items in your order that are eligible for no-rush shipping. It can be used towards a future purchase. And get the best deal on your new TV. Television sets sold and fulfilled by Amazon, not by a third-party seller on the site, are eligible for price matching. If you purchase a TV from the e-commerce site and find the same model for a lower price on Amazon or another qualifying retailer's website within 30 days of purchase, you can notify Amazon to receive a refund of the price difference using the original method of payment. However, if the comparable TV set is cheaper as the result of a discount from a rewards program offered by Best Buy, Costco, or Target, the refund will be issued using an Amazon gift card. And how about save on used electronics? You can score deals on popular technology such as smartwatches, wireless surround sound speaker systems, and tablet computers by shopping Amazon's Warehouse Deals section. The items offered in this section are either open box, the product was previously sold and opened but not used and then returned, or pre-owned, the product was previously sold, opened, and it was used at least once before being returned. Each item is inspected and certified before being listed for resale. Amazon categorizes these products as used like new, used very good, used good, or used acceptable. So how much can we save? We found an Marowood Home Modern Inn coffee table in the Warehouse Deals section for just $24.59, while on Amazon.com it was selling for $66.44. So that's a savings of $41.85. Before you buy, however, make sure you fully understand the product's return policy. Warehouse Deals items sold by third-party vendors are subject to the seller's return policy, and find out if the original manufacturer's warranty still applies. And you can opt for Amazon Prime Student by being a college student. You can make big savings on their TV subscription with Amazon Prime Student, which offers a free 6-month trial and then costs you only $7.49 per month, which is half the price of a usual monthly subscription. This price includes a generous 2-month free trial of Kindle Unlimited. Prime claims with a student subscription, you can also rent textbooks and save up to 90%. Students also get Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days and a discounted subscription fee of $5.99 per month, saving $2 monthly. And dodge those future price hikes. Amazon has already hiked the price of its Prime subscription by $2 extra from $12.99 to $14.99 per month. But there is a way you can dodge another hike by gifting yourself a new Prime membership when your current one is about to come to an end. About one day before you should then cancel, manually cancel your subscription, which will prevent auto renewal, and then you can redeem your gifted membership, which will be priced for another year at the current rate. And here's an interesting article from Kiplinger.com. Are funeral expenses tax deductible? Everything you need to know. The passing of a loved one is always a difficult burden to bear, physically, emotionally, mentally, and monetarily. Most, if not all, of the time, death and passing come as a surprise, with family members left behind having to carry the burden of shouldering funeral expenses, which often come at a costly price, especially in the absence of burial insurance. To lessen the burden caused by the funeral cost, many often ask about the tax deductibility of these funeral expenses and whether they can claim some form of tax relief from them. Cost of funeral expenses. The cost of dying isn't any cheaper than the cost of living. According to the National Funeral Directors Association General Price List Study in 2021, the national median cost of burial with viewing is $7,848, an increase of 6.6% since 2016. Meanwhile, cremation cost $6,971, recording a rise of 11.3% in the same period. The skyrocketing prices of funeral expenses have pushed many people to consider the cost of burial insurance to cover funeral and cremation expenses in the event of an untimely death. Without burial insurance, loved ones left behind are burdened with paying for these costs. This is why it is not surprising that it is often asked whether individuals can include funeral expenses paid in their itemized deductions to reduce their annual tax burden. Who can and cannot deduct funeral expenses? An individual person who shoulders full or part of a deceased person's funeral expenses cannot claim funeral or burial expenses on their individual itemized deductions as part of Schedule A of Form 1040, according to the IRS. Instead of an individual, only funeral expenses which are paid out of the estate, the funeral costs are paid by the estate of the decedent and not just any single individual, are instead tax deductible against the decedent's gross estate to determine the net taxable estate and corresponding estate taxes subject to a threshold. Simply put, individuals cannot claim tax deductions on funeral expenses paid out of their own pocket, and only the deceased estate can benefit from the allowable tax deductions on funeral expenses. It's important to remember that funeral expenses are tax-deductible items specific to the estate, the gross value of the properties of a deceased person. The reason why this is only tax deductible to the estate and not for individuals is because an estate pays for estate tax in excess of the threshold set by the IRS, which in 2023 was $12.92 million, while an ordinary individual does not pay these estate taxes. The deductibility of funeral expenses is a part of the tax relief offered by the IRS to the taxes to be paid by the deceased and his or her estate, thereby the rationale why only the deceased person's estate is the only entity that can claim funeral expenses as tax deductions. How to prepare for funeral expenses? The fact of the matter is that funeral expenses are very expensive, whether they are deductible or not. Bleeding out cash for an unforeseen event like a funeral is most likely to hurt your savings and emergency fund. However, there are certain things you can do to help you ease the burden of funeral expenses, such as burial insurance. Also known as final expense insurance, burial insurance helps cover the cost of a person's death, particularly funeral arrangements, burial costs, medical bills, outstanding debts, etc., by paying monthly premiums that can be claimed by the beneficiary upon a person's death. Prepaid funeral plans. You can directly make a prepayment or advance payment to a funeral home for prepaid funeral plans, either in full or in monthly installments. Funeral funds. If you don't want burial insurance or to pay directly to a funeral home in advance, you can set up a separate funeral fund that your loved one can access at the time of your death. You can set up an auto debit from your savings account or commit to a deposit a specific amount every payday at your discretion. Funeral expenses as tax deductible items from the gross estate. An estate is a dead person's property and net worth at the time of his death. This can include assets, legal rights, real estate, investments, bank accounts, savings, basically anything the deceased personally and legally owned. Before a funeral expense can be a tax deductible against the deceased person's gross estate, it is essential to establish that the funeral costs were paid from the deceased person's estate, like their bank account savings, by the executor or administrator of the estate. Requirements for funeral expenses to be tax deductible. The IRS mandates that allowable deductions for itemized funeral expenses can be made only when the deceased person's estate pays the funeral expenses. In addition, the IRS requires the following funeral expenses to be reasonable and necessary before they are allowed as tax deductions. These items would include casket or urn, burial plot, embalming or cremation, green burial services, tombstone or gravestone, funeral home cost, cost for arrangements during funeral service, including meals, catering, flower arrangements, etc., transportation of the person taking the deceased body to the burial place, religious service fees, and unreimbursed final medical fees. Meanwhile, non-deductible funeral costs are those that are not necessary, like transportation costs of funeral guests and family members, which are considered personal expenses and costs paid by a burial insurance claim. If you are the executor or administrator of the estate, keeping all the necessary receipts and documentation on all funeral expenses can help substantiate an estate's claims on funeral expenses and potential litigation cases. Which form do you use to claim funeral expenses as tax deductions? Instead of Form 1040, Funeral expenses are allowable deductions to be included and itemized in Form 706 for estate tax returns under what is called Schedule J, funeral expenses and expenses incurred in administering property subject to claims. Beginning in 2023, this must be filed by the executor when the gross estate exceeds $12.92 million at a minimum of 18% to a maximum of 40% estate tax rate on the net taxable estate. If the decedent's gross estate does not reach the set threshold by the IRS, the executor does not need to file a tax return and pay taxes, and the funeral expenses cannot be claimed as a tax deduction by the estate. From Kiplinger.com, a healthier way to look at your financial future. Measure backwards. Too often in our society, we compare ourselves to our ideal financial future. The problem is that an ideal, by definition, is unattainable. Social media has undoubtedly amplified this issue. At any moment, we can see pictures and posts from friends, family members, or even celebrities who seem to be living fairy tale lives. In reality, who knows what's actually happening behind the scenes? But comparing our own lives to this apparent idealism can be distressing and even toxic. As Theodore Roosevelt once said, comparison is the thief of joy. At our financial advisory firm, we emphasize the concept of measuring backward with our clients. The concept is based on the idea that people are typically better off today than they were in the past, but don't give themselves enough credit due to their focus on reaching an ideal, attaining future goals, or comparing themselves to others. The inspiration for this philosophy derives partly from The Gap and the Gain, a book written by my friend and business coach Dan Sullivan. If you think about where you are now versus 5 years ago, for instance, there has likely been significant progress in many areas. At our firm, we believe conversations and viewpoints tend to be much healthier when they come from a place of gratitude and appreciation for what you've already accomplished, creating confidence and optimism rather than a sense of frustration or even failure. Appreciating your accomplishments. When people think about the past from a financial standpoint, it's often to beat themselves up about previous mistakes. When speaking with clients, we try to help them understand that mistakes they might be dwelling on weren't catastrophic. It becomes easier for them to look forward in a healthy way once they recognize that the damage can be repaired. And they've learned an important lesson. Instead of being stuck on the idea that they badly screwed up and might not be able to recover. Since our conversations also emphasize attributes and accomplishments, we encourage them to ask themselves questions like, what financial wins have I been most proud of in my life so far? What are my biggest strengths when it comes to money? What seeds have I planted that will bear fruit in the future? And what foundations have I laid that I can build upon? Magnet and filter. We understand this approach might not resonate with every potential client, but we see it as a magnet and filter. While some people embrace the concept, others prefer to just focus on the numbers and looking ahead. Those in the latter category might not be the right fit for our firm and vice versa. And that's okay. Calculations and planning certainly matter too. But we want to find wins for people by reflecting on their achievements and positive traits. This can help alleviate any frustration they might be feeling about their current situation or future prospects. One client comes to mind who felt like he was still playing catch-up from perceived missteps in the past and doubted he would ever be able to attain a comfortable retirement. For instance, he dwelled on past investment mistakes, particularly investments he wished he hadn't made. Don't we all wish we had invested in Apple in its early days? He was gripped by regret over his decisions and was fearful that he had cost him and his wife a comfortable future. Speaking with him also revealed that he and his wife are super savers, put two kids through college, had little debt, managed expenses well, and were on a great track towards retirement from a numbers standpoint. He just couldn't bring himself to believe that. Instead, he tended to focus on any dark scenario that might possibly happen. Once we walk through how far they've come and all the great things they've accomplished together, it totally reset the conversation. We validated their many achievements. His wife embraced our approach right away, and while he has come around, we still reference their library of previous wins to help him maintain that mindset. It's not just about the numbers. Hypothetically, if the numbers don't paint a great picture, people can still find some solace in recognizing their previous accomplishments. We also provide actionable advice on changes that clients could make in their lives to help put them on a better track, such as working longer, saving more, spending less, and potentially taking on a little more investment risk. While our measuring backward approach may make a positive impact on clients' mindsets, it's not a magic bullet. Appreciating attributes and accomplishments won't automatically make negative situations in a client's life go away. But when someone is fixated on the idea that they made bad decisions and now need to take drastic actions to compensate, they're more inclined to overreact and behave impulsively. That's when you see people sell at a time they shouldn't, or take on too much risk because they're desperate and feel the need to hit a home run. We believe that looking at life from a perspective of gratitude and appreciation, along with giving yourself credit where it's due, and not dwelling on previous perceived mistakes, is just a healthier approach that can also produce better decisions and outcomes. Well, we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and please be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.